Hello, Katie. It's June 24th. If you're right-handed, use your left hand. If you're left-handed, use your right hand and repeat after me. How are you today?
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 Out, wake yourself up a little bit. Great. We're going to do some hisses. So first let's start just by reconnecting with our breath. Make sure your feet are a little bit apart. You want them about under your hips. You want your hips under your shoulders. Head flopped on top. And then as you breathe in, we're going to put our hands like this, and I want you to just kind of visualize this as your diaphragm, that muscle right here that drops down as air comes in, or actually it's what makes your air come in when it drops down. And breathe in. And try to have the inhalation be silent if you can. And clench the muscles right here. Tight, tight, tight. And now release them and let the air in. And
I have a very silly question. You can say we love to have your silly questions. But why is the first thing that people do is, even though it's not really what helps breathing?
That's a great question. It's probably individualized. She's asking why the people
kids do it.
This. When they're breathing in. And people often think that when you breathe in, your stomach gets sucked in, right? That's at least when I was growing up, people would be like, suck in your belly and breathe in all your air. It's actually the opposite, because when...
I get that, but what is the instinct to do that? Do you know?
What, like, I don't know the instinct. I don't know for sure. I think people just feel like they have to work hard, maybe. They don't, just have to work smart. All right, we're going to do some hissing now. So you're going to release to let the air in, and then on the exhale, you're going to hiss 4 times in a row, and I'd like you to kind of feel those stomach muscles. This is where the work does happen, is right here rather than here. You're going to feel them come out. And then you're going to do a longer one for a whole note. So in music terms, we're going to do 4 quarter notes and a whole note. And breathe in. 2. Ready. And. Great. The second one is going to be 8 notes. So over the same 4 beats, you're going to do. Eighth notes and then a whole note. Let's just try the 8th notes. Ready, and. Great. If you're comfortable, I would put a hand here on the side. Something just to double check that this is where that work is happening. Sometimes people will make it happen here. You can feel that glottal. Everybody goes, up. You feel that? That's like a hard onset. It's a glottal start. We don't want that. We want a softer one. So you're going to feel the air starting here. Let's do the last one, which is 8th note triplets. So we've done the quarter notes, and then we've done 8th notes. Now we're going to do 8th note triplets. And then a whole note. Ready, and. Great. But actually, the very last whole note is going to be an indefinite whole note. However much air you have, that's how far you go. So we're going to do four quarter notes, whole note. Eighth notes, whole note. Triplets. And then all your air out till you're out. Once you're out, just stop. I'm always out faster than everybody. Here we go. You ready? And loosen your shoulders. We're going to breathe in over four. Ready? And in. Two. Ready. Quarter. Whole note, then eighth note. And triplets. And then just keep going until you're out. Do your best to keep this tall as you're running out of air. And nice job. Let's do a little Jurassic. Do you want to play it this week? I need to let her do her job. All right, here we go. So we're starting with our hum. Ready? And... thinking hard, people be like, what's wrong? Are you okay? And I'm fine. I'm just thinking. But make an active choice while you're singing and thinking to just kind of let that forehead stay open, let your face stay open, your eyes connected. Ready? We're going to keep going with Owe Owe. And nice one to land on this time. And after we've held out that cord for a while, I'm going to go like this. That means you have to pick whichever of the tonic chord you're closest to. That's do, mi, so, do. So let's say I was on la, I'm going to go to so. There's ti, I go to do, bows, fi, I go to mi, bows, re, I go to do. Got it? So, you don't have to remember. Just go to whichever one. And if you're not sure, just listen around you. Here we go. Ready? Do you have a new one picked out? Does anybody have the high do picked out this time? You had it the first time. Anybody have it this time? Can I have three people take the high do? One, two, three. Okay, here we go. Ready? Everybody else, pick whatever you want.
There we go.
Transparent. Last week I recorded our rehearsal because a couple of people had asked me to. I then was late figuring out how to share it. I've only shared shorter ones and it took me a while to figure out how to send this longer thing. So I didn't get it to the newsletter in time. However, I will do my best to send it out sooner. While we're talking about that, I'm going to give Ed's announcement right now. Ed Olmsted, who has been the master of all trades in summer sing for years. So he had shoulder replacement surgery this past Friday. He's going to be back. He said he's coming to our concert, which is great. But he,
yes.
I called him to see how he was doing today. I texted him first. See how he was doing. He's like, okay, now about summer singing. And I'm supposed to announce a couple things about this newsletter. Let me just open it up so that I can see what he told me to say. Sorry. He said, we had some problems with sending the newsletter out last week, and we hope that you were able to get an email we sent with a link to it. The email comes out on Saturdays. It comes to your email, and sometimes we find that Gmail, for those of you who do Gmail, will do strange things with it. So please check your junk or spam folders on your email program. That's where mine was. Also, you can always find the newsletter on the website at AC Ithaca, is what it basically is, .org. If you just search Summer Sing, you'll find the website. Scroll down on the homepage till you see the Summer Sing section and click on the weekly newsletters and you'll find it posted there. If you didn't get a newsletter and you've checked everything, send an email to, is there anybody who's checked everything and still didn't get an email? Not sure? Okay. Well, I'll say it out loud anyway. Send an email to musicinfo@acithaca.org and we will look into what might have happened. I also need to check in with someone named Katie at the end. Is there another Katie here other than me? Might not be here this week. Okay, I'll try again next week. All right, here we go. So, we're here on If I Can Help Somebody. Before we start singing, I just want to get into that swing feel today. When you swing eighth notes, you treat them like triplets, like we did at the beginning when we did eighth notes, and then... So the same amount of time is being split into three, but it looks like two eighth notes, but you go shh, like it's two parts. One, two, three, one, two, three, one, two, three, one. So when you're looking at the beginning with the, if I can have an E flat again. If I can help somebody, body instead of body, which would be straight eighth notes. We're doing swan. So I'm going to ask Julia, would you play the accompaniment starting with where I just was, if I can help? And we're just going to do a, it's in three, one, two, three. We're going to do a ch. As she's playing, just to kind of get that feel of it. Ready, and... feels like it could be a melody. So sing it as though it is. Shape it as though it is. If I can help somebody. Really bring that up and enjoy it. Ready? And if I can help somebody. I sang it wrong.
As I pass along. If I can
thank you. let yourself sweep under and sort of, not sweep under, but just drift under, for example. I was thinking of it on if I can cheer somebody with a word. You're on that same note for a while. Cheer somebody with a word. It's easy to let yourself drift south. Let's try it right from there. If I can cheer, do you see where I am? Pick up to the top of five. Ready, and.
One more time. I don't think you need to do it a second time. You were
Right, the panels tend to be easy. Okay, Here we go, Spano 2. So Spano 2 is on that top line, but when they split into two, Spano 2s take the bottom note, and Spano 1s take the top. Divisi, that's right. Here we go, 1, 2, 3, 1.
Shall not be. practice enough.
That's what it is. Okay, here you go. Ready? Let's try it out to the bottom of five, the last couple measures. Me on the beat two. Then my dear. Here we go. One, two, three, one.
Thank you.
I might have one. Does anybody else have a Band-Aid? Oh, you know what? Oh, wait. Nope. I have Benadryl. Thank you. All right. But thank you. We're going to take it from the bottom of four this time. And we're going to hit that two beautifully at the bottom of five. We're going to really get it. If you're comfortable standing, let's stand. We've been sitting a while. Do you all have your starting pitches? Let's hear it, altos. Mezzo piano, start a little softer, especially those sopranos, because we've already heard this melody, right? So we want to open up and hear all those other parts. Make sure you can hear what else is happening in the rest of the room. Ready, and. Something new. about this song today. I thought I knew a lot about this song because I've been listening to this since I was a little girl, watching the Muppet Show, Harry Belafonte, right? And Harry Belafonte tells a story about this song. Didn't you get, I don't know if you saw it, I tucked it into the newsletter from the first week, I think it was. A couple videos, and one is of him telling the story about how he was in Africa, I think it was in Guinea, I want to say, and he was traveling around and met a griot and was hearing these stories, and one of the stories was about how the people from the different areas, like we come from the fire, which is supposed to represent the sun, and we come from the mountain, the earth, we come from the water, all these different elements, but also representing different people from different places. And then he went on to say, can we see each other clearly, right? If we can see each other clearly, then we can be together. It doesn't matter if we're all the same. There's more that unites us than separates us. This was his inspiration. Well, I found out today, thank you so much for sharing this with me, something I didn't know about the song. It has the words, I think we might get to this today, or we might not, but later on it has the words, so is life, abatiwa, and the so is life was what Harry Belafonte was inspired by, like, yes, so is life, we all can come together, all these different people, different elements, different places. But he found out way, way later in life, abatiwa was a word, and I feel bad saying it now, because it's actually a slur. And he did not know that growing up. He'd heard it being said. It has it's one of those words that has multiple meanings. It's not from Guinea, it's from Jamaica. It's like in Jamaican patois, I believe is what I heard. And it actually has a slur against like the queer community, which he then later on said that if he had known that, he would have never put it in. That's not his intention. So I never knew that. I just found that out today. So easy enough, we're going to just take those words out. We don't, by mistake, want to say something that hurts people, right? So what we're going to do, if you have a pencil, that would be best. I'll give you a second to grab a pencil. We may or may not get this far today, but just in case. It's the first one is on page 10. On page 10, at the top, it says, so is life. You're going to cross out the words and notes abati. Cross out those three, there's three eighth notes. You sing the first eighth note on life. Cross out the next three. We're on top of page 10. 10. Thank you. Measure 70. Page 10, measure 70. So it's so is life. We're still singing that. But then after that comma, there's three eighth notes and it says the words abati. Cross those out. And then instead of singing wa, you're going to sing the word ah, ha, which is another, in some versions of this song, you would hear that the wa, so is life, ah, ha. So is life. So instead of singing why, you're going to put the word ah, ha, ah, there.
Glenn. So are we singing life as a half note, or are we taking a beat and a half of rest?
We're taking a beat and a half of rest, I think. Okay. I don't know. So is life. It could be more of a quarter note if you're someone who pays attention. Just know we're not singing those next three notes. Same thing on the bottom of 10, measure 74. Do you see the same thing? Cross those out, cross out abati. And instead of wa, you're going to sing ah, ah-ha, instead. And then there's another one, yes?
13 and 15.
Page 13 and one on page 14, and then another one. It happens several times. Yeah. Same thing every time. Okay. Instead of singing the abati, you're just crossing that out. So if I'm on page 13, it's at the bottom. Measure 94. Aha, cross out the Y and put ah, or you just cross out the W if you'd rather. that measures 94 into 95. On page 14, you'll see the exact same thing. Measure 98 and 99. So is life ah instead of wah. Same thing on the bottom of 14, cross out the abati. And then same thing, bottom of 15. And bases on that bottom part there, you're just singing aha ha 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 instead of wah ha 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 ha, just ha 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 ha. Yeah. Thank you for crossing that out. I apologize, I didn't know that before, but I'm grateful that I found out today because I would not want to sing something that's not my intention. And I'm also grateful that we're still doing the song because I think the full meaning of it is just so beautiful. It's such a great song, so lively. All right, here we go. We might not even get to all of that today anyway. We're going to start on page eight. So on page 8 we have the sopranos and altos, that second measure, and singing, do you know who I am? Do I know who you are? See we one another clearly. Do we know who we are? The second half are the tenors and basses. The see we, just notice that feels backwards wording. It's because you're asking a question. See we one another clearly? Right, you're asking, do we see one another clearly? Do we know who we are? And then we have, do you know who I am? All right, here we go. Let's hear sopranos first on the do you know who I am. Anybody can sing the soprano part? Top of 8. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, and.
Do you know?
Together, one, two, three, and.
See.
we cut that note out right on time. You get that nice slowy line right before. Try it again. Come see one another. One, two, three. One, two, three. And. Into take the middle. When it breaks into two notes, like here, you're on body. So you have, do you know that's the note Mr. Gilbert's rules? Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? Sorry. See, we are the note clearly. Do we know who we are? And then the same thing the second time. And every time. All right, here we go. Ready? Up ones. One, two, three. One, two, three. And.
Perfect.
Energy but quiet.
Who I know. Who
through tempo, but that's okay. Beginning.
I can't remember the property that has
was kind of funny, actually. In lockdown, you know, never leave the house, so I never put one in. Close up. And then, about a year and a half ago, I'm on tap to drive my son back to school in Buffalo, and he says to me, can we leave a little bit early? I said, yeah, why? He says, I've got a 12 o'clock appointment to get my ears pierced. I'm like, okay, can you see if they can fit me in too? So, no, I had somebody at a piercing place do it. And I had thing but they said nothing about it. So.
I don't have a spot about handling a working dog.
Yeah.
So.
Afternoon on a hill. While you're pulling that out, we'll make our usual announcements and remind you again, if you're looking for that newsletter, check your spam or junk folder, or you can always look at the website. If you're still having trouble, just write an email, reach out to Summer Sync. And the code is 3971. That's how you come in. Backwards U. What else am I forgetting? Chairs get put away at the end and they need to be spooned. What else? Yes, you can keep your name tag in your folder if you like. That's a good spot for it. That way you'll remember it each week. Really helpful if you can wear it. It is helpful. The older I get, the more trouble I personally have with names. I've had thousands upon thousands of students at this point.
The older she gets.
However, I still have trouble with names. However old I am. So these are helpful if you wear them. I think that's it. Any other announcements? Was there anything anybody else needed to show? Oh, I was telling you they had an answer to the gasping question from earlier, that it's tied in with fight or flight, that it's like a physical response.
You take a big breath of air in when the dinosaur is about to chase you. So you've got extra oxygen in your body.
And probably tense up a bit to give yourself.
I don't know if it's involuntary.
Oh, we got another one.
One of our fellow affiliated choruses, Transpose, has their final gig for the year, their final gig for Pride Month, at Library Place next Tuesday, the 30th. Cayuga and Court Streets.
Where the library used to be.
Yeah, the old library.
And what time is that?
That is at... I'll make sure I get that to you for the newsletter.
Yes.
I believe it's either at 6:30 or 7. Okay. But don't quote me on that.
Sheet. On the 30th.
Yes.
Tuesday the 30th. Great. We will have a concert of sorts here on the last night. I'm in the process of finding a guest artist for us. I was looking into one, didn't work out yet. So I'm still looking. But it'll be great. Okay. We're going to take a look on page 7. We did this towards the end of our time on this last time. It's the part where I watched the wind bow down the grass, and you remember we got softer, 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 till you can hardly hear. We took about 8 times to get softer, but only 4 are written into the music. So you have to do it a little bit faster, getting quiet. We're doing Afternoon on the Hill, and we're on page 7. Let's review the parts. Let's first review. Yes?
I have confirmation. It's 6:30.
6:30 on the 30th. Thank you. Marcia, we're going to put that in the newsletter. Let me hear soprano ones and tenors first. Ready? Page 7, set, go. You can change the shape of your mouth if you want. Well, I'm hearing some. Nice. Very good. All right. Can I hear the soprano twos, please? From your first one. So this does not start on a D, it starts on an A. I watch. And you stay on the same note. 2, 3. I watch. I'm actually not too stressed out if we get little extra S's because I feel like they almost sound a little bit like grass. We don't want too many. So the place you're going to put it is on the and of 3. The grass, grass. Say it once. Grass. Or sing it with me on that note.
Grass.
Yeah. But don't hold the S out. We don't want to do it on purpose. We don't want too much S on purpose. If it happens, it'll be okay, but not on purpose. Let's hear our alto ones next. Remember, you flip-flop with the alto two. Come watch the you go under the alto two. Ready, and... by the wind. Nice. Great. We get to keep keep going. We're going to do the next page. I love this page so much. It has those really bold lines on the word rise. Do you see that?
Yeah.
That is a slide, and they want you to really slide, and there's a note. It says, slide up evenly over 2 beats, starting slide immediately. So all of our work is going to help here. All right, we're going to start with the altos, because they actually have the easiest one. They have the biggest stretch, so it's easier for them because they have a long way to go. So you're going to sing from the... Can you just memorize the word and? Can you all memorize that you're all singing the same note? You're all singing the same note. You're on the same note. All right, the alto part. Everybody can sing this if you want. It's pretty fun. It's going to go like this. One of your hands is going to start on your leg, or you could tap it on the music if you need to. That's your first note. This other hand is your second note. So you're going to do, and the grass grows. Try starting here, sing. Everybody stay on that note with me. Great. Now we're going to immediately start lifting. Ready?
Rise.
Try it again.
Rise.
I'm still hearing this.
Rise.
People staying on the first note.
Rise. Rise.
And you're trying to chart.
Rise. Rise.
Try it. Ready? And
rise.
Just altos this time. Ready?
Thank you.
fundamentals. You're the hardest. You only get a half step. You're going from knee to fa, which is a half step.
And the breast rock.
That's all you get. You might want to do the hand signs with me. That's kind of fun to help because you don't have as far to go. So you change like this. Ready? And
rise.
Try it again.
Rise.
Take it from and Lord. And one.
And the grass
five. We haven't done this part yet, five and six. This is the Ohio where little cliffs and falls. We've got a little echo pattern here. Starts with sopranos. Let's not layer them right now. Let's sing one at a time. So we're going to sing soprano one, then we're going to stop. Then we're going to sing the alto one, then we're going to stop. Then we're going to sing the tenor one, then we're going to stop. And we'll sing the bass one and stop. Then we'll layer them, because normally they'll land on top of each other. Let's try it once. Ready, top of five, last measure at the top. Ready, and.
I will look at cliffs and rocks.
Good, do it one more time. Ready, and.
I will look at cliffs and rocks.
Think about it as the word instead of clouds, think of it as clogs.
Stem to stem belongs to you.
And kind of ones have.
and then you're blowing.
Good. Please notice while we haven't already marked it, and altos already know this because they've sung that. Where the phrase ends, that's where your breath goes, before the word ah. Got it? If you need to breathe before that, sneak it in like I had to. Just make sure you're coming in where everybody else is rather than catching up with where you left off. Here we go. Let's try it one more time. Sopranos. Top of six.
I will look at this.
Steady round.
I will look at this.
Thank you.
together. Any questions before we do? Ready? Let's take it from five. Then we're going to sing the whole song. Oh. All right, here we go. From top of five, I will look ready and
I will look at me.
Don't you wish people still use that word more, like, I will be the gladdest, gladdest things. There you go. I want to try that, keep going, and then we'll go back and add our accompaniment after. Ready, and
I will be the gladdest
thing on earth. Wait, so that's how long you have to get quieter, right? Not very long. Strong. I will be the gladdest thing on... Bring it back down. All right, now we're going to try it with our accompaniment. Love this intro.
I will be the gladdest thing on earth.
such a cool song, right? Have a wonderful week, everybody. Don't forget to put your chairs away. It sounds great.
Hang on, let me pause this.